This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. For the third week of late summer, the fourth week of the black walnut leaf drop moon, and the first week of the sun in Virgo. It seems that the same day never returns, that any act is done when it's done. It seems that at the end of August, summer's over, and it seems that this summer can never come again. Memory easily shows, though, that events do not end when they take place. Like the waves that form the butterfly effect, all happenings ripple time. And instead of receding from a present tense, this infinity of instances spins far out and then returns over and over again, like a shower of shooting stars, shining children of comets. The events of circular sacred time tell the same stories in time with the Earth's spin around the sun. Every Christian year, for example, Jesus is born, dies, and rises again. Every Jewish year, Moses leads the chosen people toward the promised land. Every Muslim year, believers are renewed with fasting. Personal memory takes this cycle further, creating a sort of radial time, in which memory pierces the concentric rings of consciousness from the present all the way to the center of a psychic core. Linear time of the calendar year loses its power and sense, and the past and the present blend together. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late summer. And in the meantime, you might think about how this summer really is not only not over, it's only begun.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.